This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is my 16th year, actually just about to start my 17th year here on the radio. Grateful to be on WMAL for these many years and thankful for the recent endorsement of Mark Levin. Grateful Mark has really unsolicited come to me and offered to endorse my business. So grateful for that. Thank you, Mark. And wanted to talk a bit about our fall and spring of next year. We have experienced a shift in the market this year. Primarily, the catalyst was COVID to cause an already blooming bull market in the Washington, D.C. region take off to the races. Imagine the following. It's February of 2020. I've decided 3 or 4 weeks earlier to start putting as many of my homes on the market in the middle of January as I possibly could based upon the lack of inventory that I saw then. A precipitous drop in inventory coupled with fairly warm weather over the winter gave me the optimism to call my clients and say, we're going early. We had prepped everything between July and that January timeframe. And so you are listening to the show kind of in the same time frame as we're getting ready for next year, where we prepared many of our clients to get their homes ready over the fall, had our stager come in, had our contractors come in, get the house ready, all ready, so that when it launched, everything was smooth. The houses sold quickly and got phenomenal prices. So I brought those houses to the market early in January. COVID came in, and as you may recall, not only did many home sellers take their houses off the market at the time, but many home buyers just sat back and said, "Whoa, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to get exposed to this." We were fortunate to have had a very strong January and February when we hit the middle of March, and our Virginia McLean office and our DC office and our office in Montgomery County shut down. I mean, literally no one was allowed to come in. We have no customers here. In fact, we're still not bringing customers into our offices as a rule. We're meeting them at their houses or on the street, not literally, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so with that shift, with that shutdown having taken place, there was a period maybe from middle of March up until the early part of May where the roads were fairly empty. You remember what this was like, where if you took walks, you felt like everybody was on vacation, but everybody was actually just at home. It was kind of nice. And you can still see the benefit of this on the highways as the federal government has everybody working from home. And all the schools are, well, many of the schools are not operating in class in our area, depending upon what jurisdiction you're in. But as a result, we saw this constriction in a contraction in the actual number of contracts. There was a 25% drop in the number of homes that went to contract over a period of about 6 weeks compared to last year at the same time. But boom, out of that, because of the quantitative easing package that the president signed in, which essentially created the PPP loans and created all of the unemployment benefits that have supported our economy as we've been struggling through COVID, we've seen interest rates drop to 2.75%, 2.5%, 2.75%, and even 3%, all-time lows, making money virtually free and causing buyers to say, well, you know what, we've just made a ton of money in the stock market if you have money there, or I've got stability in my income and now's a great time for me to lock in that rate. And prices have jumped, and they've jumped through the summer. It's become harder to buy houses now here at the end of the summer than it was 3 months ago. My sense is that we're going to continue to see a constriction in overall supply for the fall, that buyers, because they're home and they have more flexibility to find houses, will continue to shop where before they would have been busy with all the fall sports, they would have been distracted. That has been eliminated. Okay? So we're going to continue to see a strong fall. This is an excellent time to sell. And please listen carefully. This is not a time to price your home based on historical comparables. An appraiser looks backwards in time. A realtor looks backwards, but also says, okay, based on what happened before, this is where I think things are. you need to consider pricing your home properly, with prices jumping in some cases as much as 20%. Yes, 20%, depending on the price point. And having already seen many of those homes that have jumped like that, settled with those prices gives us and establishes new prices for us to base our listing price off of. If you've been on the market a long time and expired anytime in the last 5 years, be careful. You're going to get lots of calls from folks who say, hey, are you still thinking about selling? I think I can get you that price. Call me today and get an honest price for your property. Say you get a letter from a builder, same thing. Call me today. 1-800-900-9104. Remember, that is the number you need to call. When you want to get a straight answer from somebody who approaches you fiduciarily to protect you, that is the number, 1-800-900-9104. Okay? Call that number today and call me, seriously, or shoot me an email. Tell me a quick story. Tell me about what's going on with your place or what you're thinking about doing. If you don't prefer to use the phone, email me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. That's eric@ericstewartgroup.com. You will get what you deserve, right? Ultimately, you're selling a home. It's a place where someone else will live. And because money has become cheaper to borrow, the place itself is going up because the cost to live in the same place has dropped. And people are willing to pay more because the monthly payment now with these increasing prices is still below what they would have been paying last year at 3.5%. So prices are going to continue to be strong. And I think we're going to have what I call a double bull market, which is a spring as well as this fall. And we're going to go into next year and we're going to see this kind of strength in next year's market. And it's, you know, again, who knows for sure? We've got an election coming, but don't operate off of fear because of an election. The impact of that election and what will happen to the interest rates, sure, something could shift. Maybe there's not going to be quite the support, or maybe there's going to be more support. We cannot predict the future, but I do think the inventory, the lack of inventory, is not going to change. And the interest rates are not going to go from 2.5% to 3.5% and cause that much of a disruption in the market. So don't dismay. Stay the course. It's like me when I was hiking up in Wyoming. My daughter came to me and, you know, and I was saying, hey, honey, I think we should camp here. And she said, Dad, let's keep going. I was tired. We had climbed and gone down and climbed and gone down. And we still had one more significant route to climb and go down. And I was tired and I really wanted to keep going, but physically I was having trouble with the confidence. And she told me, and I really owe this to her, Dad, we can do it. You can do it, Dad. Let's do it. And we did. Stay the course. Do not react to the market that you're in. Do not react in fear to what you think is going on around you. Okay. Instead, stay the course. Call me today and I'll give you an honest assessment of your fair market value and a strategy to help you get ready. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Well, that's a wrap for the show. I'm Eric Stewart and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.